thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center for the SABA. That's the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association, SABA, Home and Patio Show, running yesterday, today, and tomorrow. 10 to 7 today. I believe it's 10 to 5 tomorrow. Come on down. We've got a lot going on. I'm here visiting with friend and Rosie certified partner, Al Zaragoza of Culligan of Tucson. And Romy corrected me. Al, I said we've been friends for 5 or 6 years. I guess it's been 10.
Yes, it is.
Where's the time go? How'd that happen?
That's what I asked myself. Where does it go?
How did that happen? If you've got a home remodeling or maintenance project you'd like to talk to us about, give us a ring. The number's toll-free, 1-888-767-4348. We're on the topic of water, in particular soft water, and in particular soft water in swimming pools. The floor is yours, Al.
I want to tell you, soft water in a swimming pool is no problem.
Okay.
But you said not a new pool.
But, okay, there's a but, Romy.
Okay. I'm ready.
You don't dare put soft water in a brand new swimming pool.
Okay.
Don't dare put soft water in a pool that has just been remodeled. Repainted, replastered, new grouting, new tile.
Okay.
You have to put hard water in. So what I tell customers is that if you have a brand new pool, a remodeled swimming pool, you want to fill it with hard water.
Okay.
Okay. Fill it to the brim.
Okay.
Leave it like that at the brim for at least 3 to 4 weeks. Once the material is cured, drop the water down and then just let it refill with soft water. You're never going to have a problem.
Okay.
But if you do that, if you fill that brand new pool with soft water, you better be careful because you are going to have problems.
Okay.
Because the soft water is too clean. And water, when water is that clean, it goes after something to feed off of.
Right.
You know, water, of course, is hard to understand sometimes, but water feeds off something, and it feeds off the calcium and magnesium. So if it feeds off the calcium and magnesium, it's going to go after the grout. It's going to go after the paint. It's going to go after the plaster. It's going to go after the Pebble Tech, when you use soft water with it, when it's brand new, and it starts to get pimpled, as I call it, pimpled. You know, you got the spot here, spot there. It looks awful. So water in a swimming pool is no problem. I have had soft water in my pools for 17 and a half years.
Okay.
Number one, I use less chemicals. Number two, it's much cleaner than what it used to be.
Okay. And now when I'm introducing and I'm filling the pool up with soft water, How is that impacting my soft water supply for the house? I mean, that's a big load on the softener.
Yes, it is. So you have to do it properly because the softener has a certain capacity. At a certain capacity, you're going to revert back to hard water. The thing about another caller, I believe, that was on another program, said that the water softener would revert back to hard water after 500 or 600 gallons of water. That's got to be an awful small swimming pool
system,
okay? Let's say, for instance, the Culligan high-efficiency model, what we call the 10 by 54. That one's got a capacity of approximately 3,500 gallons of water.
Okay.
So you know you can run 3,500 gallons of water through that. Then it'll revert back to hard water. But what you do is you monitor the water that goes into the pool. Once you get to that 3,200, 3,300, what you do is you manually regenerate the system.
Okay.
Okay, you stop the water from going into the pool, you manually regenerate it, you wait for the process to go through, then you reactivate the water and put it back into the pool.
Okay.
So if you have a 20,000-gallon swimming pool, mm-hmm. you know, you may have to do that 7 or 8 times.
You got a little work on your hands.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it'll stay soft indefinitely at that point?
It'll stay soft for a period of time, Romy, but what messes up the water is not the softness of the water, it's the chlorine. Once you put chlorine into the water, then that's where you start getting hardness again, okay? I had a customer, or have a customer in Catalina, that he is a scientist with NASA. And what he has done, he has put up a softening process at his house that the water will always recirculate through these softeners from the pool into the softeners. And his water is just as soft in the pool as it is inside the house. So you just have to be careful. But it will revert. It will pick up some hardness because of the chlorine, you know, once it mixes together.
Okay.
But, you know, you can only have soft water in there for so long.
All right. Well, there you go. Softeners in general. I know California has attempted on a time or two of kind of
regulating them as far as the discharge. I was surprised to see an article in the Arizona Republic recently about City of Scottsdale's considering some kind of a plan to limit the discharge from a softener. What's your take on that?
You know, after I talked to you, I read the article. In fact, I have a copy of it here, okay? And, you know, legislation throughout the country is very strong. And as the old adage says, the old saying says, as California goes, so goes the other parts of the country.
That's what's wrong.
Yeah, well, that's,
you just now clued me in. That's what's wrong with the country.
So you know, there's four counties that we know of. They kind of left it up to the counties. You have Kern County, San Bernardino County, Riverside County, Ventura County in California that actually have banned the traditional water softener that has the salt tank on location. The others, of course, they're up and down, okay? I think that what Scottsdale is doing, are they being a little reactive or proactive? That's the question, because in Arizona, there's been, our legislators have talked about this now for a number of years.
Okay. And we're gonna take a quick break here. We're going to come back and we're finish time, talking about
time it. Flies. Where were we talking about earlier? Where did it go?
Legislatures and what they're considering, and the City of Scottsdale in particular is considering in the way of water softeners. And if you've got a question on water softener, if someone's tried to sell you a softener and you want to test what their sales pitch was, Al's here. He'll take your call. We'll blow it through. We'll blow it up. Call us. 1-888-767-4348.
For the Rosie on the House weekly podcast, located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.